Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Friends, I'm also one of the co-hosts here on Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. You can check out Beyond Damascus on St. Gabriel Radio or on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Check it out if you want to learn how to live a life on mission every day. We are here smack dab in the middle of Catholic Youth Summer Camp. We're just a couple weeks in, and I want to encourage you and invite you to continue to pray for the blessed success of the work of our missionaries here at Damascus, for the experience of our summer campers this year. Friends, if you've never experienced what a week of Catholic Youth Summer Camp is like, or if you've been praying for someone in your family to experience a radical transformation through an encounter with Jesus Christ, with the love of God the Father, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, check out damascus.net or even just Google search a little Catholic Youth Summer Camp. You won't be disappointed. Today we're going to be reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good alike, and causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Once again, that's from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. This was one of my favorite verses to preach on as a youth minister. I worked in youth ministry, in high school youth ministry, for 12 years. And I don't know if I ever actually did this or not. I always wanted to create a t-shirt that just said, "Be perfect," on it. It's such a counter-cultural phrase in a world that would encourage us to feel good about ourselves in knowing that you will never be perfect, right? Accept your imperfections. Don't let anybody else try to hold you to a standard that's higher than you can manage to accomplish for yourself. Be comfortable in your own skin. These are the types of cultural perspective that we might hear communicated here on a daily basis. Would Jesus disagree with that? Well, in some way. What's he speaking about when he's saying to be perfect? He's not holding us to a standard of perfection in terms of body image or strength or intelligence or career performance, right? Jesus is letting us know that the standard by which we judge ourselves cannot be the standard of the world, but it's got to be the standard of Him. We must hold ourselves to the standard of Jesus. Why? Because the standard of truth is the only standard by which the lies that we've come to believe about ourselves might be exposed. When we live our lives in such a way that the standard that we judge ourselves against is this shifting image of what it's like to be successful or to be accepted or to be loved or to be just or to be righteous, then what we're going to run into is the fact that we can never ultimately find fulfillment. We can never ultimately find satisfaction. Why? Because our victory, our consolation, will depend on the interpretation of another individual. The only one where you'll ever find satisfaction is by measuring yourself against the standard of the one who never changes. Now, we might be afraid. Why? Because when we measure ourselves against that standard, the standard of Jesus, then we can't possibly stack up. Well, it just so happens that the odds are in our favor. Why? Because the one who asks us to measure ourselves against an impossible standard of perfection is also the one who judges us from an impossible standard of mercy. That Jesus himself, he calls you to live a life that is perfect. Why? Because he knows the secret. He knows what the end of the story is. The end of the story is when you adopt the lifestyle, the heart of Jesus, when you love like the Father loves, it's then that we find ourselves in a place of true and authentic fulfillment. It's then that we find ourselves in a place of true and authentic happiness, where discouragement and disappointment, they don't matter much anymore, because the Lord offers us perfect understanding and love.